powered by Clear Vision Development Group. This is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program where we just have seen that Disney says they're moving ahead with a sequel to their big hit Jungle Cruise, and they have The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Emily Blunt on board for the movie. The current movie's made over $100 million at the box office so far, so should it be a big surprise to us they're making another one? No, that's the way Hollywood works, especially these days. Do it till it's dead, right? Today on the program, another deep dive on best practices. I'm going to focus on a business best practice and also a personal best practice. On the business front, I'm going to talk about finding the X factor for your business. And then on the personal front, conquering the reading resistance. As a master coach, I can tell you that a lot of leaders struggle with reading, believe it or not. And so we're going to talk about how to conquer that resistance force that keeps you from reading and learning all you should be learning. It's all coming up on today's program, sponsored by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog, a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Are you working twice as hard but enjoying fewer rewards? Maybe you're highly accomplished, but you just can't seem to break through and make the next big move. Or you run a business that has begun to grow stagnant. It doesn't have to stay that way. Even the best leaders have felt as if their careers were spiraling out of control. But that's when they had to lead and lead big. Tony Richards' new book, The Big Idea, 52 Ways to Be a Better Leader Now, will help launch you forward in leadership. Learn how to take charge and lead yourself, lead others, and lead your company. Purchase online today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our website, clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. This is Coach Tony Richards. The X Factor is a powerful component of your business strategy. Now, essentially, and as simply as I can possibly make this, the X factor is an exponential advantage. It's a force multiplier. It's something you can use in a key area to exploit your particular advantage in the marketplace and use it to dominate your industry and your particular segment. It's a piece of the strategy that has powered companies like Starbucks, Netflix, Tesla, Roku, and several others, Amazon, Disney. I can just keep naming them. When we work with clients, I make it a top priority over the engagement to gather the managers together and look as diligently as we can to locate what the X factor might be, and then begin to put emphasis and clarity on it so we can put it to work for that company. When you can't establish this differentiating edge, you're in danger of heavy attack by other competitors. At the same time, when you can properly locate it and put it to work, it's very deadly and very powerful, and it is like a knife in hot butter. I mentioned Amazon a few minutes ago. Amazon is crushing the retail sector. What is the X factor that is allowing them so much dominance right now? The primary guesses might be Prime membership, shipping, AI technology like Alexa, And I'm a shareholder at Amazon, and I don't even pretend to have the insider information to know exactly what their X factor is. I would, through my trained eye, venture to guess that it is cheap capital. Since 2009, money has been cheap to get, and interest rates have been so low for so long. It's provided unique and once-in-a-lifetime opportunities for those who were both paying attention to take advantage of it and also being in the right stage of their growth to really use cheap capital as a business accelerator. Available cash can be a constant constraint to your growth, or it could be a deadly weapon. I believe for Amazon and some other tech monsters, you can imagine who they are, it's currently a very effective weapon in the marketplace. High growth companies come to realize sooner or later that the growth they are experiencing sucks cash through the company like a vacuum cleaner. And if you have access to abundant amounts of cash, especially at very, very, very low rates, it can be an effective growth fuel for your business. Another one is the container store. This business has been a thriving business for years because its executives have discovered they have an X factor, one that's altogether different from any other business. The Dallas-based store, the container store, which sells items to help people organize their homes and offices, gives its employees 10 times more training than the typical retailer in order to stay ahead of competitors across the country. It currently offers new full-time salespeople a whopping 235 hours of preparation compared to the 23 hours, which is typical in retail. They made this strategic decision to have the most knowledgeable employees about every aspect that affects their customers' lives regarding their needs and how they solve their storage problems. So the X factor is a lot of time, preparation, and training for every employee. Now, it may seem like I'm constantly making this disclaimer, but you have to. Don't copy someone else's X factor, because that X factor for them is right because it is a devastating thing in their industry and in their particular brand and in their particular strategy. It has to be relevant to your business in a strategic way, which gives you potential of 2 times to 10 times advantage in the marketplace. So it does take some work, and it takes some serious thinking to find out what it is, to uncover it, and then put it to work for you. The three basic constraints in any business, I've been spouting this for 20 years. The three basic growth constraints are the leadership of the business, the systems, the processes, and the structures of the business, and the market dynamics, what's going on in the marketplace. So this gives you at least a few clues as to good places to look to start to uncover your X factor. One of the American icons that I admire, John D. Rockefeller, possibly the most fantastic business moneymaker of all economic times, discovered that his X factor in the oil business was in the process of shipping. He made several strategic moves regarding shipping. One of them was in railroad shipping when he decided to purchase the tanker cars that he needed to ship his product. And in another instance, when railroads became an issue, he was the first one to ship oil by pipeline in the oil business. Just fantastic strategic thinking by John D. One word of caution, though, if you do locate your X factor for your business, keep it under wraps. Keep it very, very secret. Do not openly share your secret sauce that you're using to grow your company. Most people won't appreciate it or understand the importance of it, and they could blab it without even knowing. And you want to keep that secret, especially from your competitors. X factor is one of the components which makes your business very difficult to copy and very difficult to imitate. And you want to keep that as closely held as possible, just like the Kentucky Fried Chicken recipe or secret sauce at McDonald's or any of that stuff. You just want to keep it under wraps as much as you can because it's super, super powerful. Stand by. I'm going to talk about how to conquer the reading resistance coming up next on Better Than Before.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog, a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Receive weekly coaching tips from Tony Richards, delivered straight to your inbox. Whether you're a CEO or an entrepreneur, Tony can help you reach your goals and give you a competitive edge within your industry. Tony's Monday morning coaching memo covers topics ranging from leadership development to teamwork to company culture and more. Text the word leadership to 38470 to sign up for Tony's Monday morning coaching memo. Or sign up online at clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. This is Coach Tony Richards, and it's amazing to me. I just had a meeting yesterday where I talked about, it's a brand new engagement, working with a brand new bunch of executives, and I told them that over a few months, we're going to read a book together. We're all going to read it, come together, discuss it. And it's like, oh my gosh, thank goodness we have a couple of months to read a book. And from someone who in the past, I don't right now, I've managed to put myself in a position where I really can't do it right now, but I used to read a book a week. And I probably read about half that many now. And to be frankly transparent with you, I don't know that there's that many good business books. If there are 26 great business books a year, I don't know what they are. So every 2 weeks helps me now, whereas 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago, I mean, there was enough good stuff coming out that I could read 52 pretty good business books in a year and really have exponential growth in my knowledge and thinking and process refinement. What do people begin to say when they can't find time to read and educate themselves? Number one, I don't have time. They just completely say that there's not enough time. I'm too busy. I just can't fit another thing in. Number two is I'm too tired. It does take energy to read because it's all about the focus, right? So it takes energy to focus and it takes focus to read. And number three, books are too long to hold my attention. Those are typically the three top excuses I get from executive clients for not reading. I will regularly assign reading to them during our engagements, and it does frustrate some of them for some of the reasons I just mentioned. There's no doubt simply reading will build the skills and focus, business acumen, comprehension, and storytelling, but sometimes they just don't see what a great opportunity it is to get smarter every single day. And who among us doesn't need that? I will have to say that I have seen some of my former clients that if they were a client of mine 10 years ago and they struggled to read and I tried to get them to read and they just couldn't, I've seen them recommending books to people on social media and stuff. So I'm just hoping to goodness that they've conquered that resistance to reading and now they've decided they need to read a book every now and then. It is true that we are absolutely washed over with information on a daily basis. It's coming from everywhere. Books, blogs, websites, newspapers, satellite feeds, reports, emails. We've got the world coming in on our smartphone now. And we continue to see research that the most successful people, everybody from Mark Cuban to anybody on that Shark Tank show, reads a lot. Mark Cuban dedicates 3.5 hours a day to reading. So before you say something like, if I was as rich as Mark Cuban, I could do that too. Well, how do you think Mark Cuban got rich? Do you think he got rich and then started reading 3 hours a day? No, he started reading 3 hours a day and then he got rich. So not only do master readers like Mark Cuban read religiously, but they also do a bunch of other important things. Like number one, they can easily identify the most important ideas and concepts from everything they read. They use the book, they read it, they get the ideas and the concepts from it. They take them, they start putting them into practice. They throw the book on the shelf or maybe pass it on to somebody else. And that's that. And then number two, they never seem to forget any of it. They can quote you some things from books that they've read and they have not picked up that book in years. So it's no wonder they keep getting smarter every single day because they keep compounding their knowledge and they keep institutionalizing and retaining the knowledge. And these outstanding performers have a distinct advantage, but it's not like you can't have the same advantage. It's equal opportunity, right? But you have to overcome the resistance to doing it. You got to stop fighting what's in your way. We call resistance that because it's the resistance to being the best you can be. It's the resistance to being your best self. The dragon, as we call it, if you don't slay the dragon in each of the areas of your life that you need to be the most successful, then your success rate's going to fall with every dragon you allow to continue to live. So how do we kill the reading dragon? Here's a couple of ways. Number one, in the I don't have time category, you have the same amount of time as everyone else on the planet. The difference is how you utilize the time and how you manage yourself. Actually, managing the time is not the issue. Time is the same for everybody. It flows the same way. Everybody has the same seconds, minutes, hours in a day. And how you manage yourself against the time is the important thing. Stop trying to manage the time and conquer yourself. It's not the amount of hours. It's how you utilize yourself. I carry my Kindle with me all the time. If I'm waiting on somebody, sitting in a lobby, sitting in a parking lot outside a building, sitting in a doctor's office, having lunch by myself, I flip the Kindle open and I read. I do a lot of that. I call it gap reading. When I have some gaps in my day, I fill it up by reading. Number two, I'm too tired. Well, just like every other human on the planet, you have high and low energy times. Reading requires focus and requires energy. And if you have trouble focusing when you're reading, try doing it when you have more energy. That might be early in the morning. It might be late at night. I don't know. You might be a morning person. You might be a night owl. Whatever it is, turn that TV off because you probably aren't learning a lot there and get that book out. You know when your energy times are. You know when the lows are and when the highs are. And when the energy is low, the dragon feeds on you. So you have to do it during the times when you have more energy than not. Number three, books are too long to hold my attention. Well, don't try to read faster. What people say that books are too long to hold my attention, you might want to try to read sections or a certain amount of pages. I think people try to read chapters. And my personal method is to read two chapters a day. Now, since a lot of business books are 10 chapters long, that's how I read a book in a week. Right? Two chapters a day is 5 days to read a book. I also pause, jot down any ideas or concepts I want to remember in my journal. And sometimes I just pause to think about how can I use this and how can I apply this and how can I help my clients with it? And if I can't, I move on. And if I can, I'll jot down some notes on that while it's fresh in my mind and move on. But here's the thing. Don't let the dragon keep you stupid. Don't allow the resistance you feel deny you from being the best version of you that is possible. Get smarter. Read more effectively. Manage yourself better and kick the dragon out of your reading time and get some books and read them that your business and your life is going to thank you. Everybody around you is going to thank you because when you get better, everything around you gets better. You know this. I tell you every single week. So kick the dragon out, do some reading, and do it on a regular basis. Develop that habit. Now, that's our Better Than Before show today. We're sponsored by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. Please follow me on Twitter at TonyRichards4. Come to Facebook. My page is Tony Richards, speaker, author, coach. Or you can connect with me at Tony Richards 4 on LinkedIn. And special thanks, as always, to my friend and producer, Tessa Hall, for putting all this together for you every week. And until I visit with you again next time, I'm your host, Tony Richards, reminding you that everything gets better when you get better.
Thank you for listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.